Hello, this is Pastor Becca Bateman of Doylestown Presbyterian Church. As our podcast audience continues to grow, I want to thank our loyal listeners and welcome those who may have just recently found us. We know that life can quickly become so busy, so this podcast offers an on-the-go opportunity to hear Sunday's sermon, along with a scripture lesson from that day's lay leader or preacher. We also encourage you to visit our website at dtownpc.org to learn more about our church and all the diverse ministries. Thank you for tuning in.
One of the things about Presbyterians that I've noticed is that they like to hop from Palm Sunday to Easter. They're not really concerned much about what happens during that week. We might take a brief glance at it now and again, but we generally just hop right on to Easter. And we miss what the church not only calls this Palm Sunday, but Passion Sunday. And so let's take a moment and see what we do remember about that Holy Week. They brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloak on it, and he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches that they had cut in the fields. Then those who went ahead and those who followed were shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. Hosanna in the highest." And then as we near the close of the week, when they had sung the hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. And Jesus said to them, "You will all become deserters, for it is written, 'I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered.' But after I am raised up, I will go before you to Galilee." Peter said to him, "Even though all become deserters, I will not." Jesus said to him, "Truly I tell you, this day, this very night, before the cock crows thrice, you will deny me three times." But he vehemently opposed it. "Even though I must die with you, I will never deny you." And all of them said the same. And this is the word of the Lord. Pray with me. Our gracious God, we started this journey weeks ago. We're awfully close now that we can almost reach out and touch the cross. So we ask that during this time you would once again give us a glimpse of this week, the glimpse of who we are and the depth of your everlasting love. For we pray this now and always. Amen. I have to say that I always struggle with Palm Sunday. I struggle with it more than any other Sunday throughout the year. Oh, I know how it goes. Jesus rides triumphantly into the holy city, which is anything but holy. If you continue in the story after the parade, the morning headlines would read, as Mark would tell us, "All Hades has broken out." The enthusiasm of the parade has fizzled out to cries that are not Hosanna. I think that's why I struggle so. I know as you follow the story, as you go with Jesus, things get worse throughout the whole week. Each year, Holy Week comes around to remind us of the story of a Savior. Each year it comes around and it reminds us of the depth of our Lord's love for each one of us. By the end of the week, everything turns to a cross. I have a colleague who said every year at this time, right after the Palm Sunday service, he and a group of men go down to the church basement. And down there they move some boxes and leftover figures from the nativity scene and some bins to get to a cross that's propped up in the corner. It's a big cross, 4 by 8, and it's always covered with dust. The men haul it up and place it in the sanctuary so it will be there for Good Friday. Now there's another cross in the sanctuary. It's beautiful, artistic, and polished. This one is not. It's old. It's rugged. It's worn. And the men always seem to get splinters as they carry it into the sanctuary. But as soon as Good Friday services end, they carry it back to the basement, prop it up against the wall, let it gather dust for another year. Keep the cross in the basement. Peter would have agreed wholeheartedly. If you remember in Mark's gospel, Jesus tells Peter and the disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and there he must suffer and he must die. And loud-mouthed, impetuous Peter says, "I won't have anything to do with that plan. You're not going to Jerusalem. You're not going to the cross. Put the cross in the basement." But Jesus says to him, "I must go and I must suffer and I must die." And then when he tells Peter that all of them will deny him, Peter says, "Well, they may, but not me. I will never deny you, my Lord." And Jesus, I think, quietly whispers to him, "Before this day and night is over, before the rooster crows, you will have denied me 3 times. Bob Holland, in his wonderful sermon of eons ago titled "Barnyard Echoes," wonders what went through the mind of Peter his entire life every time he heard a rooster crow in the morning. There's a legend that says when Peter would walk the streets and people would notice him after they passed him by, unkindly behind his back, they would crow like a rooster just to see him jump. Just to see him jump. The other thing that Bob Holland noticed is that the only person who could have shared this story was Peter. No one else knew about the story except Peter. And Holland says maybe for the very first time he fessed up to who he really was, and not what everyone thought he was. Maybe it was the first time he was really honest with himself. Maybe it was the first time that sometimes, even though you have faith, you can fall flat on your face. Maybe that's what the story is about. I also hope they tacked on to that legend that Peter also knew forgiveness. That Jesus came to him and offered him the forgiveness that we all need. He gave Peter forgiveness so that Peter could get on with his life. Not to allow one bad failure of faith to determine who he was going to be, but a hope and a promise that he could start all over again and he could follow the Lord. Just imagine. I think all of us have our own rooster story. Times when we fell flat on our face. Times when, even if no one else noticed, we know that we have sinned and fallen short. We know that. But Peter, like all of us, was offered forgiveness. Barbara Brown Taylor, when she visited the Holy Land, later said, "The one place that I best remember is this little chapel. It's on a hill that looks over to Jerusalem." She said it is there, according to tradition, as the spot where Jesus wept. You remember the scriptures, Jesus wept when he saw the city. She said when she went in, she was surprised because behind the altar was this large wall, but it was made out of glass. And you could look out through the glass over the city of Jerusalem, perhaps a view that Jesus had himself. And then she noticed that on the front of the altar was this beautiful, colorful, artistic rendering with ceramic tiles of a rooster. And when she took the time, she walked over and looked closer, and she realized, that's not a rooster. It's really a mother hen. And there are chicks, young ones, gathered under her wing. And she remembered the scripture. Jerusalem, O Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who come. And his voice, choking with tears, says, "Oh, Jerusalem, how I would have gathered you around me, just like a mother hen gathers her little ones under her wing. Just like a mother hen." She said, I guess the artist just took some liberty. It wasn't a rooster. It was a mother hen. She said, a rooster will defend himself. It has a long beak and it'll peck at you and fight you. But not a mother hen. Hardly has a beak. All she can do is sort of puff herself up and cover all the little ones that she loves with her own life. She just stands between anything that would come between her little ones that might hurt them. She's willing to give her life so that they might live. Imagine that. She might give her life that others might live. Now, I don't know much at all about chicken farming. But I am told that if you go to try to take some eggs out of the hen house while the rooster's there, the rooster can get pretty nasty, which is why I get all of my eggs at McCaffrey's. Just imagine. Jesus doesn't liken himself to a rooster. No, he likens himself to a mother hen who spreads her wings and gathers the little one close to her to protect them so that nothing would ever hurt them. Not a rooster, a mother hen. And so here we are, another Palm Sunday. We're close to the very end of the week. And so I hope this week, each one of you will take a moment in each day. Take a moment and be quiet. Be still. And listen. Really listen. For God's small, still voice speaking to you. Be still and listen. Perhaps you will hear the echo from the barnyard, the echo of Holy Week, the echo from a cross, the echo of love and grace from that old rugged cross.
So I cherish the
Thank you again for joining us today. Once again, I invite you to check out dtownpc.org for information about our worship and programming for all ages.